Some of these psukim, by the way, are very, very familiar to you because that's the nature of our learning, that sometimes we encounter a pasuk many times and sometimes we don't encounter it chas v'sholom at all in our entire lives. But in Mishlei Perek Vav, we are up to the pasuk that is a pasuk that we find when we say make a siyum, of a mesechta, siyum hashas. We mentioned this pasuk, and it's also, of course, at the end of Seches Kedushin, the pasuk of how the Torah protects you and goes with you, and it says as follows. Now, we were up to the pasuk Nitzor b'ni mitzvas avicha v'al titosh Torah simecha, and we spoke about it at length based on the Gra. Then the pasuk says, pasuk Chof Aleph and Perek Vav, koshreim alibcha tamid ondeim al gargarosecha. Tie them to your heart and make them a necklace around your neck. Which, Bezus Hashem, we will explain what are these two separate images. Tie them to your heart and around your neck. Bishalechecha tancha isach. When you will go, it will lead you. Bishachbecha tishmor lecha. When you will sleep, it will protect you. Bakitzoisa. And when you awake from your slumber, he sisichecha. It will be your parlance. She will relate herself to you. Akitsoisa hisisichecha. Ki ner mitzvah v'soira or. Ner mitzvah v'soira or. You know, we imagine only what the Vilna Gaon is going to do with this pasuk. Again, his distinctions always between mitzvah and Torah. Mitzvah is ad hoc, mitzvah needs the moment to appear, Torah is constant, and Torah is forever, and Torah is for every moment. The ner, the chomer that provides the or, and the or itself. The ner is in one place, of course, but the light spreads everywhere. Ki ner mitzvah v'sora or v'derech chayim toichachos musar. That the toichachas of musar is really the derech, the way of life. L'shomrcha me'eshes, l'shomrcha me'eshes ra, me'chelkas loshoin nochria. The imagery here, and in the next few psukim, is of a very enticing woman who uses all her wares, all of her kalim to be able to ensnare and corrupt the person that's in her path. These are the sirens of old. L'shmorcha me'eshes ra, me'chelkas loshay nachriya, the smooth talking of a strange woman. Al tachmoit yofya bilvavecha, don't desire her beauty in your heart. Val tikochacha ba'afa peha, don't be taken. Do not let her take you by the fluttering of her eyes. Ki ba'ad isha zona ad kikar lochem, ve'eshes ish nefesh yikara totsud. In the Eben Ezra, he has a pshat that for, and this is the whole drug scene, that for an isha zona and everything that she represents, you end up having to beg for bread because you spend all your money on this evil, on this taiva, on this addiction, until finally you have nothing. Ya'abed mamono, says the Eben Ezra, achu tzorich lishol min habrios kikar lechem. Ve'eshes ish nefesh yikora totsud, a precious nefesh. Everybody has such a beautiful, precious nefesh. And this woman traps it and ensnares it. Hayechate ish eish b'cheiko uvegodav losi sarafna. Such a beautiful mashal, such a beautiful image, this metaphor of a person holding a coal in his bosom and expects that his clothes will not catch fire. Kein haba el eishes im yahalich ish ala gecholim v'raglov losi chavena. Is it possible for a person to walk on coals and his feet should not be burnt? You know, it's interesting. The first image is about his begodim catching fire, and now his feet themselves become burnt. Kein haba el eishes reyehu, lo yinokeh kol hanogeh abo. anyone who touches her cannot come out unscathed. Lo yinoke. Lo yavozu laganov ki yignov, lemalei nafsho ki yirov. So what does that mean? People will not mock the ganov if he's starving, right? Because he's only trying to satisfy his needs. V'nimtza yishalem shivasayim es kolhon beiso yitain. But the truth of the matter is that this person who seems to be so desperate, and you want to excuse his genevis, why did he become a ganav to begin with? Because he had to give up his entire house and his household and everything that he owned, because he was noyef isha chasar leiv, mashchis nafsho hu yaasena. You want to destroy your nefesh yakara? Then just follow this primrose path, because she's leading you down it. Nega v'kolon yimtza. The incredible thing about these kind of taivas, always trying to feel good. The person is trying to possess something that he can't have. He's trying to have the friendship, the companionship, the taiva. Sometimes, you know, people think that taiva is exclusively the domain of gross people, you know, the taiva of the flesh. But the truth of the matter is that the taiva of the flesh has a nefarious way of attracting the most sophisticated people who don't think in terms of behemish shezachem. That's what I always say, that the sophisticated human being has the capacity to turn the Bahamias into something cultural, something sophisticated itself, so that it loses the crassness, it loses its almost something contemptible. That's why the Chachamim made it very, very specific, and it's not something that I necessarily want to translate. Isha chemos mole tzoya, ufiha mole dam, v'hakol rotzim achareha. But you can't want to admit that. I think part of the disintegration of our society is that people are beginning to admit that and make that something glorious, which is unbelievable, that the growth suddenly became the ambiance. This is a madrega that, I don't know, maybe it existed in the time of the Roman Empire, and that kind of debauchery. But since then, and because of religion, I believe, there's been a struggle to climb out of that and at least make the taiva something more elegant. So you have what's called ambiance, you have environment, you have perfumes, you have the attraction of fine clothing. But the tachlis in the end is that grossness, but it's wrapped up in very nice ribbons, so that the man-woman relationship, which could be extremely gross, can somehow have an attraction that makes it more human than animal. But in the end, the chasing after it in an attempt to be more sophisticated and to be more, you know, almost ennobled. You know, people sometimes try to be mamali their taivas because they think it leads them to a certain level of happiness and satisfaction that is beyond animal satiation. They translate it into terms that are poetic. All three-quarters of poetry has to do with this topic. You know, there's a maisa that they said one of the great writers in Yiddish newspapers in Poland came to the Louvre Museum in Paris, and he came back, and everyone expected, it was a secular paper, you know, everybody expected that he should write about these things. What did he see? Well, these tremendous paintings that the world is so crazy about, the Louvre, Ein Kleinigkeit. And he didn't write anything. So somebody once asked him, why don't you write about these things? You're such an incredible writer. The Oyler would have such hanoah from this. And you know, he said, there's nothing to write about. Every single painting was one of three categories. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, or Shvichas Damim. The Gilui Arayos, in the end, it can never be sophisticated. It always ends up in the garbage can. And you end up in the garbage can. Nega v'kolon yimtza v'cherpasoi loisi moche. That's another thing. There's no forgive and forget. It's not so pashut. To do tshuva, to come out of that, is so hard. So stay away. Ki kino chamaz gover v'lo yachmol v'yom nokom. Lo yisa pnei kol kofer v'lo yovek yisar b'shochad. It's such a beautiful ending to this perek. What the perek is saying is, the end of the perek, don't imagine that you're going to squirm your way out of it by giving you, yourself, some shochad of whatever. You know, there's all kinds of shochad, and we'll have a chance, Bezat Hashem, to talk about it ba'arichos more. B'li neder, b'li shvua. What I wanted to show you just from reading the psukim is how powerful, and how real, and how simply current something that was written so many, many, many centuries ago. That's Ruach HaKodesh. It talks to us. And it warns us. All we need to do is listen. That's all. But what the psukim are saying is, Hishamer lecha, stay away. Don't wait till you have to do tshuva. Stay away.